This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, February 12th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up? What's up?
What's up? Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, all. Good morning.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
We are here. We survived the snow.
We got here.
Still some flurries. At least when I was leaving, I cleared my driveway. Felt good about it. Nice and clear. Did the sidewalks.
That's aggressive early in the morning. I would never do that before work.
I did nothing.
That would never occur to me.
I mean, I drove right over the snow.
I can shovel. I've done a lot of shoveling, but not at 4 in the morning.
Well, I cleared it.
It's a bridge too far.
I woke up. You mentioned waking up at 3:55, woke up at 3:45, looked outside the window. I had done some shoveling last night, which I'm not usually a fan of, the multi-shovels.
Yeah, I'm not big on that either.
But I did that last night, and then I don't think it snowed but a couple more inches, and so it was pretty easy to clear.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the last time in my neighborhood, I don't think you have sidewalks in front of your house, do you?
I do, yes.
Oh, you do? You have to clear your sidewalks. And I didn't do it last time, and then it like iced up and it was impossible to do. So it was coming out pretty easily.
Got up at 3:30 to warm my car up and clean it off. Took, 15 minutes to clean it off, and maybe not that much, 10. But getting up at 3:30, I didn't know how much snow was out there because, it snowed overnight. Had no idea. It looked like we had about 5 inches.
I'd say 5 or 6.
5 or 6, maybe.
I don't know. Who knows? It can pile up.
I mean, main roads are fine just because they treated them for the last 12 hours, but the side roads are a little dicey.
I'll tell you what, though. Main road, which I took into work, Beltway was fine.
Yeah.
Then I got on the Cabin John Parkway. That one wasn't that great.
Yeah.
I just drove Connecticut all the way down. Took it to Constitution.
They do a good job in D.C. because I don't usually cut through D.C. on the streets, but when I go that way and I take the Whitehurst Freeway.
Oh, I don't mess with any of those. Those sound like some side-ish roads to me.
No, they were really good.
I stick on the big sillies.
Props to D.C.
Beltway, ICC, B-Dub Parkway.
B-Dub.
All cleared.
Yeah. I think D.C. is probably better than Montgomery County at this point.
Oh, yeah.
As far as clearing snow, being more prepared. I don't know why. It's kind of strange. Wouldn't expect it, but that's what I've encountered. But I don't imagine many people will be going to work today. Who knows? I mean, kids will be off.
Probably
that's
not.
The only good thing about the snowstorms is there's no one on the road in the morning. Because there was zippy on the road this
morning. But if you have to get on the road to be on, just go on the major roads, you'll be fine. Don't drive like a maniac. Just drive normal.
There were 700 accidents in the state of Virginia yesterday.
Oh, really?
VDOT or Virginia.
Like rush hour
Authority.
Driving home? That
yeah,
kind of
just
stuff?
People, clueless people, just driving too fast, not realizing it's going to be icy and, you know, plows are out and they're just driving too fast and they're just clueless. First of all, I don't understand why people were on the road as much as they were. If you know the storm's coming, get off the roads.
Some people might be oblivious.
I think they are. Maybe they just don't pay attention.
But if you have to go to work and drive home from work?
Yeah, but bosses, I mean, they'll let you leave a little early before the storm's coming.
What if you got to go to the grocery store? What are you missing some key items?
I mean, the mixing bowl right there at Springfield was a complete disaster. Yeah. The on-ramp to 95 was completely shut down because there were accidents on it because the ramps freeze before the main roads. And it was just shut down. Couldn't even drive on it.
I wasn't paying great attention to what was way ahead of me, but I saw one light in the distance kind of at the spur of 270. So there's a ton of lanes. You can go to the left. You're going to go, you know, on back on 495 towards Maryland. And if you go to the right, you're heading towards Virginia. And there was one light. And I was in the lane kind of the light. I was like, what is that? And then as I got closer, luckily I had moved out of that lane over two lanes to the left.
Mm-hmm.
It was a black car, so you couldn't really see it because it's 5 a.m. mm-hmm. and it had one headlight and it was facing the wrong direction.
On the beltway? That's
No, it was on the 270, kind of that little spur.
Yeah, like 495. I mean, it's still part of the beltway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Somebody's going the wrong way and it's dark. One headlight instead of two. I mean, it's just disaster.
Well, I was watching Channel 4 News last night and Kevin Davis, our buddy Kevin Davis, called in to the studio and was talking to him. And
he's the hardest working guy in town.
He's a grinder, that
and
guy.
He was on 66. I don't know what part of 66, but he said, I'm going 30. And there's people going 60 just passing me.
Yeah.
And he's like, these people are so dumb.
Yeah.
And you know,
now he does work hard. I'm not saying he doesn't, but his life is paradise now that he's the chief of Fairfax County instead
versus
of Baltimore.
City.
Yeah. I mean, every day for him, every day is a holiday by comparison.
Sure.
But he was.
He's going to get salty when he hears
that. He was just complaining that the people were just flying by him. And of course, there's going to be 700 accidents.
Right. He's the chief of police. He knows. He knows how you should travel when the conditions are suboptimal.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you know, remember we talked about the guy that slid off the bridge and we couldn't kind of understand?
Yeah.
I don't know. My kids were telling me that.
And he was twins.
There was another guy in there with him. I guess his brother. That it was definitely black ice. That's what my kids were trying to tell me. That
I don't know.
That it was definitely black ice is what happened there.
I can't remember what
Remember we saw the video and the guy thing?
I just can't remember what the weather was like then.
I think it was just cold.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't see it. I don't know. It made no sense.
But the kids are off again. The entire area shut down. All schools are closed.
Now, look, I'm looking at it. So today's going to be a high of 34, 35. So you're probably not going to get much melt there. But tomorrow, high of 47.
Oh, yeah. Melt-a-rama.
Let's hope, man.
And then Sunday is supposed to be 60.
Sunday, I see 54, but maybe your area 60. I'd love to hit 60. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But it still says rain, though.
Yeah, it's going to rain this weekend.
It says 92. I mean, it's supposed to rain Saturday and Sunday.
It's going to rain today, tonight, too. So that'll help melt it. And then this weekend, it's supposed to rain both days.
Yeah.
But that at least.
I'm hoping this is it.
Get rid of it. No, it's supposed to snow next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Yeah. I don't know how bad, but
you're always scanning the 10 days.
Yeah, man. Doug Cameron told me.
I don't know. I guess it's possible. What I see is 33 degrees, but I guess it could snow.
I'm not close friends with any weathermen. I mean, I've met Doug. He's very nice.
I'm not close friends with him.
Well, I mean, you text with him.
Okay. Well, it doesn't mean I'm close friends with him.
Okay.
I've never hung out with a guy.
Friendly with him.
Friendly, yes. Yeah.
It is hilarious, though, that you're like casual friends with these weathermen, and you text them at the most at their busiest times.
I know, but you don't understand. Cameron loves it. He loves talking weather.
Yeah,
he does.
He gets horned up for it.
He loves when I text him. He's told me this. He says because he loves when we talk about it. He loves talking about weather, and he loves snowstorms. So he loves. He would love for there to be 40 inches on the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I text him, hey, how's Loudoun County going to be? What's going to be like driving into D.C.? He loves the response.
The whole thing he loves?
He does.
Well, I know the news directors do. because they're locked in. They have those anchors. They have orders. They got to talk about the snow all day.
I know snow equals ratings.
Yep.
Size. they're going to line their pockets with
snow. Did you never want to be a meteorologist, Jason? Because you have such passion for it.
That could be your next career. When we get fired, that could be your next career.
Yeah. I never had the passion to do it, but I would do it.
Yeah, you're just going to retire somewhere down south and just become a local weather meteorologist.
Just a local guy?
I mean, you've already got basically 30 years of broadcasting experience.
You think you could do the green screen? You think you could figure that out?
He could do that in a heartbeat.
Might take a couple times.
You would be so cool. You fish the water. You'd be so good at it.
You'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Problem is all these meteorologists on the networks are all either hot 30-year-old chicks or good-looking 40-year-old dudes.
You just have to be some local guy. You would just have to be local.
Yeah.
Our buddy's daughter, Leah, became a meteorologist. She's out in Duluth, I believe.
Pretty hard to do that forecast. Cold, gray, and bleak.
And snowy.
9 months out of the year.
Right. That would suck.
I would guess.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at her bio. She went to Penn State and then, was a skier and studied meteorology, and that's her first gig.
Good for her.
Cakes, do you, buddy, so today Dr. Z. is the second round, or the day two?
Today's day two of the monumental stacks.
Day
yes.
two.
And 11 a.m. cards
so are you
in
the money? Is it confirmed?
Not sure yet.
You're not sure
yet. I think I'll know when I'm on property.
We'll find out until
later today.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm just going to go grind with all the sickos again starting at 11 a.m.
Big day for you. And you then, can double up once or twice.
Then if I bust out of that, then I'm going to jump into the high roller event at 2 p.m.
So what's I've the got high roller
my
event?
My day is booked.
What's the high roller event? What's the buy-in for that?
$4,000.
Nice.
It's also a big day in the hockey world, EB.
$0,000.
Yeah. Big day in the hockey world. The Four Nations tournament starts today.
Four Nations face-off.
What
yes,
are the nations?
Correct.
U.S., hold Canada, on. Russia, and
no, not Russia. U.S., Canada, Sweden, and
Finland.
Finland, I believe. Those are your four nations.
All right, tell me why I'm
Four Nations face-off.
All right.
No caps were invited, though.
A lot of NHLers represented their countries.
They're fine with it. Those caps get like 10 days off. They're fine with that.
Cakes is right. It is Finland and Sweden.
Ovi gets to fly down to Miami, hang out, get some R&R.
Is that what he is doing? It's confirmed?
Get some training in. Yeah.
So we got the Four Nations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Face Off, Tariq El-Bashir covers the Capitals, insider for Monumental Sports. He'll jump on at 7 o'clock. Also today, we've got Metallica tickets,
yes.
And it's a Wizards Wednesday. We have Wizards tickets.
Very good.
On a game show Wednesday. We'll give you a chance to win those coming up at 8 o'clock. You want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Sports Junkies text line presented by Lido Pizza. A local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners for locations or to place your order. Go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Bish Bucks will answer your text.
He will.
We're the Junkies, coming right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.